go to Wendy's or McDonald's. They give you your shit. Be like, here.
No, they don't
You get
even
your
have TV
stuff
like
and you dip
that.
off.
They throw it out the window.
Nothing after that. You know
They
what
throw it right at you. Man, take your food, bro.
I mean?
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your many humble hosts, all right? And this is the only podcast where we're not afraid to admit that we don't know it all. Another member of the distinguished panel, we got Philly Mac back again. So what's up to the people, man?
Hey. Yeah, you know what it is, man. Just again, all right? I mean, I don't know, man. Just back again. We don't know shit. We're going to talk about some shit. And it is what it is.
So don't get offended by the shit that we talk about, right? Because at the end of the day, we're already letting you know from the grip, we ain't fucking experts. Damn, I'm cussing in the first. Already off to a bad start. All right, so this week, I didn't really do too much, but I did get a chance to see two really good movies. One of them was Magazine Dreams. Of course, it was starring Jonathan Majors. And also saw Sinners, right, this weekend. But I want to, and I should have mentioned it earlier, I want to start a new segment where I'm going to highlight, you know, some good things that happened during the week, right? Because in this life thing, there's a lot of negative things that happen to people, right? So sometimes it's good to just highlight some of the positives. But one thing I want to highlight is Jonathan Majors' performance in Magazine Dreams, right? The reason why I want to highlight it is because it was something to me that was just so real. And it was funny because me and my wife, we watched the movie together. And for whatever reason, well, I think I know the reason why, but I felt more attached to the movie than she did because, and I think it's just because from a male perspective, you know, you're one or two bad situations away from being somebody that's like Jonathan Majors' character in that movie. I don't know. Have you seen the movie yet?
No. Nah.
All right. So pretty much it's about this dude who wants to be a bodybuilder, like one of the top bodybuilders. He has this dude that he idolizes, and he also is dealing with a lot of mental health stuff. One of the things that I like about the movie, and I'm not going to spoil it, right? But it gave me a really interesting take on mental health. And, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, just go to therapy, you know, figure out yourself, go to therapy. And he was going to therapy, but it goes to show you the realistic aspects of going to therapy. It's not always out there. It's not going to help you if you don't have the tools to succeed. And when you're consistently put in these bad situations, right? Because this dude, he was, like I said, I'm not going to spoil it. I just want to highlight Jonathan Majors because he has been on this press run because a lot of people have been kind of trying to tear him down. And I think that dude is doing, he's still doing phenomenal work. All right. If we, and he, I wanted to give like a disclaimer, but he wasn't convicted of anything. Right. So I can't even say anything bad about him because, you know, he's a phenomenal actor. He had a bad time. Well, just the timing of the movie and everything that happened to him. Right. It just all happened at a weird time, but he's a phenomenal actor. I highly recommend checking that movie out. It's a movie that made me extremely uncomfortable, right? And it's a cautionary tale just about what could happen if you obsess over anything. And it's a really hard watch. Certain parts of that movie were so awkward, and it goes to his acting because I usually don't get awkward at movies. I'm able to laugh through it. But some of those scenes were so awkward, I turned the movie off for a second. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely check that out. Let me see. You see any good movies recently?
Nah, man. Like I said, I don't be watching shit, man. Be honest with you. Just a boring ass dude, man. All I stay is on social media. Not like social media like that, like TikTok lives. Like, I watch a lot of shit that I'm interested in. So,
got you.
More educational than anything.
Got you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. But speaking of, because we are talking about the internet stuff and just people being on TikTok and stuff like that. So T Grizzly made a song talking about how he was faithful with his girl, and it kind of ties into the Jonathan Majors thing because it's a woman trying to destroy him and his legacy, right? So he's talking about how he's faithful with his wife and he's happy and all this other stuff. And sure enough, lo and behold, here comes some miserable ass woman that want to get out there and put out a story talking about, she went somewhere with him and they ended up not having sex, and he ended up sending her on her way, which happened before he was even married, right? So my question to her is, one, why are you being a loser and mentioning this story right now at this time? And two, just if you didn't even let the man, like if y'all didn't have sex, like why are we even up here, talking about these situations? I don't think it's said enough, but there's some loser ass women running around out here that just like to tell their story all for clout. And I think that's loser shit. I think once you leave an ex, I think you shouldn't mention him no more. And I don't even, he wasn't even an ex. I don't know, man. I'm sick of women doing loser ass shit and nobody ever calling them out on that shit.
I mean, it's just loser ass people, man. I wouldn't specify a gender and some real shit.
Yes, but I just like
No,
to
I
say,
mean, I
well, I'm
get
not
what
trying
you're
to be
saying.
inflammatory, but it does go both ways, and that's loser behavior, regardless. But that was some loser ass shit, and I just wanted to highlight her because don't do that.
And then it's always like a pile on. Like once you see somebody starting to get somewhere. Now you're trying to pile on. Why didn't you say it when it happened? Why can't you be that forerunner, right? And do it first instead of waiting for somebody else or a situation to come out. Then you're just like, yeah, me and him did this, or we did that, or he did this to me, is what typically we always hear. Just like any celebrity. You get what I'm saying? Like they don't start anything. It's just as soon as somebody says something or something comes out, now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
But
Speaking.
I do get it, man. Like, if somebody did something and they need to be punished for it, say something. I get that. Like, say something. But don't just do it for clout.
Well, and that man didn't do anything to even be. It was before him and his wife were even together. So it's like, why are you now telling this story? I don't know. But I like because men do it too. And I grew up with the thought in my head that whenever you have to mention somebody that you were like messing around with, I think you're kind of stepping into loser territory. So like a lot of times, even when dudes are just saying, I messed with her back in the day, I still look at that as like loser fucking behavior, be honest. But
I would like you. Like your boy, man, your favorite artist, man. I had her first. No, he's not.
hey, who said
You
that?
remember that Ray J joint?
Oh.
Ray J?
Yeah, we made that I Hit It First song. Yeah. You confused me though.
Yeah.
My favorite artist. I was
Nah, I was fucking around.
all right, but just moving on from that, so we're going from the positive to the negative. Okay. I just kind of wanted to talk about this because I talked about it early in the show before, and I want to talk about it now. Wallow's comments on Black Business. I'm gonna play the clip and then I'm gonna see exactly, what's your thoughts on the clip, bro? Even though I know you already seen it, let's just show it to the people.
Us, oh, I'm black. Oh, black people. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Kill that shit. Either you got a good business or you don't. All that shit, don't nobody want to hear that shit. That's a hustle. Support me because I got a black business. Is your restaurant clean? Is the food good? Do you got consistent cooks? Is the material of your shit good? Stop doing that. Oh, you support the white people? No, I support consistency, baby.
Yeah.
Well, fuck about what color you is. I'ma spend my money. That paper, I'ma spend them deals where the fuck I want to spend it at. Rabbit's Porsche, Ferrari, Lambda. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do while I'm here. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't going to be finessed off some black shit. But one thing about it. 70% of you motherfuckers is not going to make it. I'm not no motherfucking fake ass motivational speaker that talk this dumb shit. I'm the number one nigga in the country. You know why? Y'all seen me come out of the penitentiary. I make millions and I make millionaires, baby.
My question for you is like, how do you feel about that clip? Because I know me personally, I went in on black-owned businesses a couple weeks ago, and my wife kind of gave me a hard time about it, so I felt like I kind of had to walk it back. However, comma, too many times have I walked into a black bitch. Well, it's been, I'm not gonna say too many times, right? Because there are some that are operating to be better than their peers or their brethren, right? Their business brethren, right? But I've walked into at least five different black-owned restaurants. And my experience is, all right, they have weird hours. So like they'll open at noon and then they'll close up at five. And then you go in there, that wobbly tables, the restaurant ain't necessarily clean. It's not decorated the best, which I can excuse decoration. But when it comes to little things like, you know, having wobbly tables, having wobbly chairs, having your things not clean, when all it takes is for you to just have a little bit of love and care and consistency in what it is that you're doing, right? I don't think that's too much to ask for. Or when you go into a restaurant and if you're waiting for a while, at least the food being good, right? I've had to wait in a black-owned restaurant, and I'm not gonna say the restaurant's name because I don't wanna, you know, do that. But I've walked into a black-owned restaurant once before, waited about an hour to get my food, and I had to send the food back because it wasn't even cooked the right way. Where I asked for something to be, you know, medium, and I received it well done. And just little things like that, right? So I just wanted to ask you, do you think, and I'm not trying to skew your views on it or anything like that. Do you think what he said, like, what do you think about what he said?
I mean, he said a lot of valid stuff in it. He did. I mean, and it makes sense. Because just like you're saying, right? He talking about quality. He just shit quality. He just shit clean, right? So all that matters. I don't care if it's a black business. If I'm going in there and you got roaches in there, bro, I'm not coming back. I don't care. I'm not supporting that. You see what I'm saying? I don't care what business that is. And I think that's what he was getting at for the most part, man. I get it, right? So what I'm saying, for the most part, if you have a black-owned business and another owned business with the same quality and they have the same thing, right? I'm going to support the black business if everything is equal, right? Because just to make everything, what would you say, equal again, right? As in people visit an establishment, I want to make it even because most people are, or I can't even get the financial equality. Right. So black people are up there financially as well. So that's why I'm supporting. I'm not saying I'm supporting it because they're black. I just want everything to be even, you know what I mean, when it comes to financial disparities, right? Where everyone has the same amount of money. That's all it is. But if you're a black owned business, just for say, all right, we'll just talk about something relatable. A Buffalo Wild Wing, right? You got a black Buffalo Wild Wing, you got a white Buffalo Wild Wing. All right. One is black wild wings and one is white wild wings. I don't know, right? So if the white one is cleaner, right, I'm gonna go to that one. I'm just gonna go to that one. It just is what it is. I'm not going to a nasty ass place so I can be sick to do what? Just to say I'm supporting the black business. I'm not doing that. So I'm saying a lot to say nothing, but that's where I think he's hitting at, right? I'm going for the quality, just like you're saying. I'm not going to go to a table, go to a place where the table is just dinky. The food is not done correctly because they're assuming you want it well done and they don't know how to cook it any other way. You know what I mean? Because it's a black-owned business. You know, black people like their stuff well done for the most part, right? So, yeah, I think it's valid. I think it's valid.
Yeah, I was gonna say just a quick little add-on, right? And this is for any black-owned business owner out there, right? Well, for me personally, I'm always gonna like if I'm walking around my neighborhood and I see, you know, there's a restaurant that's black-owned, I'm gonna try it, right? And if I like it, I'm gonna continue to come back. That's the thing that you have to realize is yes, you can promote and you can say, hey, I'm a black-owned business, which that might bring the business in there initially, but good service, good atmosphere, good environment is what's going to keep the people coming to you. That's what's going to keep the business flowing from the people, and you build your customer base up. And then eventually, you know, sometimes things will slip in between the cracks. And I will say, you know, and a lot of times they have to try to get it out of the mud. And what I mean by getting out of the mud is like sometimes they don't have, you know, the loans and everything in order to build. But you don't necessarily need all the money. You don't need all the funds in order to make sure that your business runs smooth. I mean, just like Mac was just saying, just taking care of your establishment, even if it's just, I don't know, just like a small space, If you take care of that small space, people are going to come in there. I mean, just plain and simple.
And again, listen, man, I don't own a business. I can't tell you I don't own a business. Again, we're not fucking experts. But what the saying is, you should dump all of your money, all of your profit should go back into the business. So like, just like you're stating, if you're getting it out of the mud, right? You got two tables, you know what I mean? That your profit should go into three tables. You see what I'm saying? Or better dishes, better something in the business. You shouldn't be worrying about yourself until that business is established, you know what I mean? To where you want it. And then you go into spending, go and get your bins or whatever the hell you want. See what I'm saying? But that's what we kind of look out for first. If we want to get the flyest of things, you know what I mean, while still building your business. So that's just my take on it.
No, those are facts. I was going to say, like, for me, it's just, like I said, that cleanliness piece and just taking care of your things. If you do those two things right, even if the food ain't necessarily the best, I might come back again just because of the environment. If you just so happen to have a really clean establishment, if you happen to have good customer service, if I see you as the owner in there actually working hard, I like to see that type of stuff. But I mean, maybe that's just me. I don't know. But
just take it like this, right? Where I do agree with what you're just saying with the customer service. Think about like Chick-fil-A. Think about like the customer service you get at Chick-fil-A. And most people will say they don't have the best chicken sandwich, but I beg to differ. But that line stays packed, right? That place stays packed. I don't care where you're at, man. Like Chick-fil-A stays packed. And it's the quality of service, I think, anyways. You know what I mean? I just like the service. I like the way people talk to you. You know what I mean? They serve you. They be like, have a good day. You know what I mean? Go to Wendy's or McDonald's. They give you your shit. Be like, here.
No, they don't even
stuff like that. Dip off.
They throw it out.
Nothing after that. You know what I mean?
Throw it right at you. Take your food, bro.
It'd be like 4:29, the tray just be right there. They just left the tray. 5:30, put the tray right there. Just keep moving. Grab your shit and go. You know what I mean?
The funniest thing is, service. If you don't get up quick enough, 5:30.
Right. That's it. Wow.
Hey, but no, while we talking about a lot of different things, right? Let's go ahead and let's get into this Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment. All right, this is the segment where we watch a couple videos or we talk about a couple things and then we say if that thing is valid or if that person should get the fuck out of here in that clip. All right, today, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start with this quick video.
Man, I almost got beat up for looking out for one of you young helpers today, man. So how about I'm coming outside of Costco's, right? And I see this couple, we're walking together outside of Costco's, and I noticed that they parked next to me. And the passenger side is by my driver's side, right? So I see that the young man, he gets inside of the car without opening the car door for the woman that he's with. So I kindly and politely open the car door for her. You know, just trying to be a gentleman. And to be an example for the young man that she was with, to let him know that, hey, a woman is not supposed to be, you know, touching a car door. So he caught himself getting out of the car. He say, nigga, did you just touch my car door? And I was like, hey, I was just opening it for the young lady. So he went to raising his voice. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, young man, look here. I was just being a good steward. You know, I don't want no problems, young man. I don't want no smoke or whatever you young people call it. But I'm like, young man, look here. I was just trying to be an example and show you how it's supposed to be done. And you know, he's steady raising his voice. And I said, hey, look here, I'm gonna get in my car and leave, okay? I don't want you to get yourself in something that you're not gonna be able to get yourself out of, you know? But was I wrong? I think I was wrong. I'm not gonna lie, I think I was wrong. I shouldn't have touched his car door. And you know what I'm saying? I kind of apologized for that. And I was like, you know what, I'm sorry. That's my fault. You know, I ain't had no business touching his car door. But he ain't had no business letting that woman touch that car door, but you know, hey, I'm just
all right. Valid, the fuck out of here. Is he valid for
you? He all over the fucking place, man. Just like he need to get the fuck out of here. He ain't nothing valid of what the fuck he did. He know what the fuck he was trying to do, and it ain't about no damn YNs, dog. Old gonna smoke your ass for the same shit, like myself, because I know what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Homeboy probably got in the car. He probably said something on the fly, you know what I mean, as he opened the door for her. As soon as he'd have touched my door, it would have been a fucking problem. You know what I mean? Then he doubled down talking about, I'm trying to show you an example. What you trying to say about me? You know what I mean? Anyways, he needs to get the fuck out of here. And boy should have put hands on him. You know what I mean? And then he got the nerve to call a shorty a heifer when he was just trying, because you know what he was trying to do. He was trying to get at it. And I know you're married, but just put yourself in that single man's shoe, going to your car, homegirl, because mind you, if she didn't even have a dude with her, I'm not touching that motherfucking door. I'm not touching her door. So he needs to get the fuck out of here. That's just my take on it. You know what the fuck he was trying to do. He's
Got
trying
you.
to get out homegirl.
Got you. But let me play devil's advocate, right? So, on this podcast specifically, we talk all the time about how these young men need mentorship, right? We talk about how we don't necessarily know the right ways to go ahead and reach out to this younger generation and that they need a little bit of help. I think that in a way, all he was doing was, well, I'm not gonna say that's all he was trying to do because I can acknowledge, like, I'm not stupid. As a human being with a brain, we all know what he was trying to do, right? But on the other end of it, maybe he was trying to teach him, you know, you gotta treat your lady just a little bit better by going up there and by opening that door. And I understand that the young man, he was gonna be mad. I mean, at the end of the day, when you go up there and you, well, touching anybody's car door, just in general, and if you don't know them, it's going to be inflammatory. But I feel like, in a way, he was just trying to teach that young man. And I guarantee, well, one, it's going to cause an argument in the car. But the argument, if the man sits there and he reflects on it, and he's going to say, damn, you know, I should have been the one that opened the door for my woman so that this other man wouldn't have been there trying to open the door for my woman.
I get you, man. Listen, time has fucking changed, bro. I ain't opening the door for nobody. I don't give a fuck. And that's probably the reason why I'm single. Like, you got a hand just like me. You're getting in your door. I'm getting in my door. And we bouncing. Like, why the fuck do I need to walk around to your door to open your door? Tell me what that accomplished. What does that accomplish? I'm just saying, I know we're gonna pivot off this, man. I just want to know. Tell me what does opening your girl door accomplishes?
So depending on, and we can like have a conversation about the love languages at another time, but let's say your girl's love language is acts of service, right? You going over there, you opening the door for her. Sometimes that might be the thing that's like, oh my God, you know, I appreciate that gesture, right? Or just depending on just the situation. I've never, and this is just me because I know there are, I can't speak to one type of person, right? But for the most part, my wife is usually pretty receptive to me opening doors for her. She appreciates that type of thing. And maybe he was thinking that home, like the girl that he was opening the door for, maybe she would have appreciated, you know, her boyfriend opening the door. And he was just trying to show him, you know, this is a good way to get your woman to feel good because you're making that extra effort to come around, open the door, and just to do all that. You know, I know it seems like it's like a small gesture, but sometimes small gestures go a long way.
I get you, man. I need my woman to care about more than a door being open. I'm just being honest to you. Like, if that's the level of showing love and affection is opening the door, bro, I don't want that relationship. I'm being dead honest. Like, I don't want to pull your chair out for you. You got your goddamn hands. Pull your chair out and sit down. I get it, like, to each his own. And that's what I'm saying. I'm cool with where I'm at, but I want my woman to aspire for more than me pulling a chair out. As, I mean, I'm being honest. I'm not opening a door, a chair. Listen, we're beyond that. You know what I mean? We have evolved, man. Like, what are we talking about? And again, I don't know. And I'm saying that's why I'm single. I'm talking to you. That's why I'm single. So don't listen to me. I'm not an expert at shit. But I don't want my chick that dependent. I don't want you to be that dependent, man. Because that's crazy. That just show that she's just gonna want more things. Like, what do I have to do next? Wipe your ass? You know what I mean? You taking shit, you want me to wipe your ass? Like, that's crazy. That's simple shit that you can accomplish. Need more from me. That's all I'm saying. Need more from me. You know what I mean? Than opening the door or pulling the chair. That's all I'm saying. That's just it, man.
Got you. Okay, yeah, like I said, we can...
Well, I know we pivot, man, but boy, go ahead.
I know, what were you about to say?
No, I was just bringing it back to homeboy touching motherfuckers door and shit. I'm just saying, I didn't want to pivot too far to where we're losing the top.
Nah, I got you. I ain't gonna lie to you. He knew what he was doing, but I think his intentions might have been good. But I also, it wouldn't have been surprising if the young bull smoked him.
I don't see. Listen, if I had to put a percentage on it, right, to say his intentions was good, I would give that a 0.02%. Listen, come on. I don't know, man. Maybe my brain is just out there in left field, and it's a place on this world, on this planet, where dudes actually care and want to teach. I don't care. Like, you don't know that man, right? And you're disrespecting him. Like, you're disrespecting me, saying I do not know how to treat my woman. You see what I'm saying? If you want to tell me that shit, pull me to the side. Be like, hey, young man, I'll talk to you for a second, man. You know what I mean? Pull me to the side. Like, hey, you open the door for this young lady. You know what I mean? It can get you further in your relationship.
Nah, that would have got him beat up.
I'm saying, like, I'm talking about away from the woman. Listen, you disrespect me in front of my woman, that's a different story. You bugging. Listen, I'd have been like, yo, young fella, can I talk to you over here for a second? You know what I mean? Be like, it ain't nothing, man. I just want to talk to you about some business, you know, as a man, just some stuff. And you pull a man to the side, you talk to him. I'm quite sure that will go over way better than you grabbing my motherfucking door. Well, in my case, anyways, if you be like, yo, man, let me talk to you for a second. You giving me the option to say, nah, fuck you. You see what I'm saying? You giving me that option. Now I can go about my business and nobody is conflicted. You went ahead and touched the door, dog. That's instantly going to start some shit. You didn't give me an option to say, dog, don't touch my door. You know what I mean? You didn't give me that option. So, I don't know. Y'all live your life the way y'all want, right? I'm talking about you good, you fine people, right? You touch my motherfucking door, I'm smoking your ass. I'm being honest with you. Don't touch my door, try to get at my chick on the side. I know what the fuck you doing.
Got you.
Nah, man.
I say we can agree and disagree about his
I mean, we're gonna disagree about this
one. Yeah. Let me go ahead and cue up the next one.
Them folks when they tell you that you can't make sneakers look good with a court outfit. You hear me? Look how professional this looks. You see how I put that color scheme together? Put that suit on with them sneakers. Matter of fact, wear them 12s. Okay? The flu games, my shoe game, you ain't got nothing on me. It's the best dressed public defender.
I'm gonna stop it right there. I want to ask you, all right? Her take on wearing Jordans to court. Is it valid, or should she get the fuck out of here?
Another one. She need to get the fuck out of here. Listen, she show up as my fucking lawyer like that, I'll be like, listen, man, I appreciate you, but I'm going to defend myself. I'm just going to go ahead and defend myself. I'm cool.
Yeah.
Nah.
Honestly, like, we like to talk about how, you know, the professional standard and everything is set up by... It's old school and it's set up, but I think in some professions, especially if my freedom is up for debate, you show up in Jordans and I'm getting ready to go to jail for about 5 to 10. I know you out of here. You won't even get a chance to sit down. As soon as I see you walk into court with some Jordans on, I'm asking, hey, judge, I need new representation. I'll sit up for a couple days until you find me a new lawyer, because we're not doing this.
That's what I'm saying. You know the fucked up thing is, though, she probably the best, right? But again, presentation, back to that food shit. Presentation matters. It matters. And I'm not eating at that restaurant, nor do I want to be defended by that. You know what I mean? Like, nah, I'm good.
Bro, I just think to myself, the jury, right? The jury gonna be looking, they're gonna see you, the Jordans. Even if you leave it up to the judge really gonna look at you like, counselor, Get the fuck out of my courtroom.
Like, I
Ain't no way.
honestly ain't trying to be comfortable, but it's a little bit too comfortable. Get the fuck out.
Nah, ain't no
That
way.
shit crazy.
Nah. Yeah, hey, word of advice, if your counselor show up like that, you going to jail. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If your lawyer walk into the courtroom with some 13s on, you going to jail. Period. There's no
Just go straight to
period.
the bailiff. Just go straight to the bailiff. Be like, listen, don't waste my time, your time, the jury time. Just go ahead and throw my shit on. Just go ahead and take me. Just go ahead and cuff me up.
Fact.
Shit. That's crazy, man.
No, that was a simple one. And I thought that was gonna be just a home run. Yeah, she gotta get the fuck out of here. All right, but moving on from that one, let's go ahead and pull up another one. Let's see here. What we got? All right, so initially when I ran into, because these dudes do a podcast, right?
Working at my
Every time I see him, I think these clips are rage bait, but they have an actual podcast, right? But I just kind of wanted to see your take on this, man.
working at McDonald's for 30 years is stupid. That's not ambitious. Yeah, all that 401k shit you talking about is stupid. Not wanting more in life is stupid. Y'all whole generation mindset is stupid. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling how it is.
No, that's not the truth. That's your truth.
No, that's the truth.
No, it's
that's a
not the truth.
fact.
No, it's not a
That's a
fact.
fact.
No, then why don't y'all young people have anything? That's what's confusing me. Like if what you were saying was true, it'd be a lot of y'all youngins that's doing y'all own thing. That's not in the parents' house. But y'all still at the parents' house talking this big shit.
I'm
You
trying to
see what
tell
I'm
you.
saying? Like
But here I'm trying to
just
tell you.
imagine somebody talking big shit and don't got shit. Like that's crazy to me.
In order for me to go up, we need to be able to stay with y'all, right? Hold up.
All right, so who's more valid, the uncle or the nephew?
Oh, this shit gonna seem crazy. Well, I'm rolling with the nephew, bro. I'm just being honest. I'm rolling with the nephew. All right, so what I'm trying to say is these older generation try to hold the young generation back. I get it. They went through some through experience themselves, right? And learning, going about their 401k, working a job forever. You know, it's more young millionaire now than it was probably when I was a fucking teenager, right? It's way more because, yeah, I get it. They have access to the internet, right? The internet, you can make money on the internet. But what I'm trying to say is they're more creative, and what we do as adults, we stunt their creativity and put them in a working mindset. Like you need to go to college or go to high school, get a job, start working, work on your 401k, and that's not their dream, man. Their dream could probably make them millions. I'm just saying that for myself because I used to play video games like a motherfucker as a kid. You know, my dad used to say to me, "You ain't never gonna make no money playing no damn video games." You see what I'm saying? And I'm not making this shit up. Like for man, like sports games, I don't know what it was, man. Like I was just naturally good at it. A new game would come out, motherfuckers had that shit for a month. Then I get it. Start playing, I'll bust that ass. I don't know what it was, but my dad consistently told me, "You never gonna get nowhere fucking playing video games." Now look at all these video gamers making millions, bro, playing video games. And that's all they do at the house all day, buying houses as teenagers. There's way more millionaire teenagers now than it ever was when I was a kid. And I put my life on that. So they valid. And just like you're saying, for them to be successful, sometimes I need to stay with you for a little bit. I have to rack up the bread to do certain things. Us, when we was younger, like myself, you're getting kicked out at 18. I don't give a fuck what your dream is. Go figure it the fuck out on the fucking road. And so, like I said, man, I'm going with the young boy. I think he's valid on this one. And I'm
So,
old head. You know what I mean? I'm going.
I'm glad that you kind of went the route that you went, right? So, the biggest thing, I think he's right in some ways, but I also think that when you're young and you're that ambitious, just depending, well, being young and ambitious don't necessarily get you anywhere. Being young, ambitious, and have a good work ethic, I think that is the thing that's going to push you to where you need to be. Because that kid, like, in order for you to do anything to be successful, you still need that work ethic. And I think that he's kind of conflating a point. So yes. All right. So I kind of see it, and like the way that my brain is like seeing it, it wants to say a bunch of different things, but I'm trying to get to a certain point, right? I think the younger man needs to get the fuck out of here, right? And the reason why I say that is because he don't know what it takes to be successful. You're still sitting in the house with either dad or uncle, whoever that is to you. You're still sitting in his house and still making all these big statements while simultaneously down talking him and the job that he did in order to raise you. Like you going out there and you calling like the way that he lives his life and the way that he's able to provide a home and everything for you. You're calling it bullshit, even though you don't have anything yourself. It's like after you have done the things in order to get to a position to where he is at least, or until you surpass him, you can't talk to me like that in my house. Like, I'm sorry. We can have those open and honest conversations, but you haven't done anything yet. You're unproven. Until you prove yourself, there's nothing. All that stuff sounds good. It sounds cute, but until you go out there and you bust your ass a couple times and you start to see like, hey, maybe he was right about a couple things, then you can't really talk to me like that. And that's just the way that I see it. I don't think that we should be kicking these kids out at 18 and things of that, like, because we talk about that all the time. I think that sets these kids up for failure. But if you're in my house talking to me the way that he was talking to me, you out of here. And I don't know, man. Like that to me, it's just the way that he's talking. It's you haven't proven anything yet. Prove something to me first before you start talking.
I mean, it takes a place. You have to launch from somewhere. You can't get to space without a launching point, right? So you're saying he
Build the
hasn't proved
launching
anything.
point
He's not going to
first,
get to
bro.
space.
You got to build the space to launch from first.
But that's what I'm saying, that he needs time. I mean, you're telling him like you never been to space yet. You haven't been to space yet. Like build. He's maybe he's on that foundation, and I agree with you too on certain things, like. You have to be ambitious and you have to see that in your kid to know that they're going to get there. So what I'm trying to say is you give these kids a timeline, like give me a timeline as in where you think you're going to be, where you want to be. Because if you don't give me a timeline, you're just sitting in the basement hanging out, right? So I'm in both point, right? Like I can see it from both perspective, right? If you're just sitting in the basement and you don't have a timeline on what when you're going to get this thing lift off, right? Or you're going to build that platform. You gotta go. That's when the kids gotta go. Like if they're not doing nothing, they have no motivation, right? Just like you're saying. But if you can tell that the kid is motivated, he has a plan, you let that kid grow right there at the house, is what I'm getting at, right? You let them give them whatever time they need. And that's the way I see it. I don't know.
No, I
I'm just
completely
saying.
agree with you. If you don't have a plan, if you don't have a plan or anything like that, by all means, yes, stay with me, continue to work. But the thing is, you're not going to sit there and look down on me and talk down on me while you still depend on me for your survival. You can't do that. And I know we
All
try
right, so
to
again, man,
do
what
this
I
thing. We try to do this thing where we raise these kids to go ahead and speak their minds and things of that nature. But if somebody's doing you a favor, because that's what it is, after 18, nobody's required to take care of you. It's like one of those things where it's good to do, but it's not a requirement anymore. If I'm still taking care of you, you're not going to speak down to me on my like on what I had to do in order to get to this comfortable position for you to live and for me to live. Like you're not going to talk down on me like that. I'm sorry.
See, and see, I have a different point of view from that as well. I don't think 18 is a time to where you can say, fuck these kids. I don't think that's what it is. You brought these kids in this world. It's your responsibility for life to take care of these kids. That 18 is for their emancipation. If you're holding them back and they're like, listen, I'm not getting nowhere living in your house. Your house is holding me back. You give them that 18 so they can be emancipated. They can say, I want to do whatever the hell I want, and then they can leave. But you as a parent, I don't give a crap what y'all got to say too. It's your responsibility for life to take care of these kids. They didn't ask to be here. right? And I get it. Like, if they're smoking crack and shit, yeah, it's a different story, right? Go out there and do whatever the fuck. Let them live their life. But if they have dreams and aspiration, it's your goal, man, to cheerlead them all the way till they're successful. And that's just my take on it.
So you're going to let a grown-ass man sit in your house and disrespect you in the way that you live, all on the grounds of, well, that's just me taking care of him.
No, I agree with it. That's why, right? So listen, we took the path most traveled, right? That's what we are doing in our current life. Like, hey, let's work for this 20 to 30 years. Let's accumulate some money to retire, right? You accumulate this money to retire, then you retire. You basically lived your life to pay bills and you didn't really live to see life like it should be. And you're going to say that's success? Like, that's not success. No, nowhere. Not to me anyways, because I'm glad I didn't. I never lost my creativity as a kid, because that's why I can't wait to finish working where I'm at right now. So I can go ahead and be that creative kid, basically supporting myself, because that's what I'm using this job for, to support myself. So when I get out, I can aspire to be whatever the hell I want to be and utilize my dreams, right, to try to get to where I want to be. I know that don't make sense to you, but I didn't have that home I can stay in to be creative and build my launching pad, right, to head for space. I'm just saying, that's just because I agree with the kid.
I just know if I live somewhere with somebody else, I can't do things that are disrespectful because these people are my lifeline. If I have a lifeline, I'm gonna watch my mouth. Plain and simple.
Yeah, but that's all right. So per se, your mom pulled you in, or your dad, right? They pull you in. They're taking care of you. They're like, hey, man, what's your dreams? You know, I think you need to do this, right? I want you to be as candid as possible. Like, be as truthful. Like, what I think you're doing, dad, I think that's stupid. I think that's a waste of a life, and you're not really living your life working for 30 years just to retire, right? Where you lose all of your childhood and your youth, and now you're trying to live your life after you retire when you're old and broken down. That's crazy work.
Nope. See, you
know what I mean?
Like, as an adult, you need to learn to speak with tact. And it's not just in the household. That's also if you work anywhere. Even if you have a business, you can't speak to people a certain way. You have to speak to people with a certain level of respect. If you can't speak to me with a certain level of respect, if you call it my craft and the things that I do stupid, you're not respecting what it is that I'm doing. And me and my stupid ass money can sit our stupid asses in this house and you can go on that way if that's how you feel. Because it's like,
again, man,
I can't justify somebody talking to me crazy and living in my house. That's crazy.
I'm cool with it. I'm cool. Like, if you can legit prove to me that I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It's no way I'm going to try to be right just to be right. Like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I see that. Like, that's a fact. Like, you're working your youth. You're wasting your youth working for someone to make them wealthy while you're barely living. I mean, you're barely above water. That shit is stupid. And if you tell me that straight up, because sometimes it's
hard. We're arguing two different points. We're arguing two different points, and I think that's kind of where the go ahead. I think we're arguing two different points. Because you can correct me if I'm wrong.
We're not.
We're still in the battle segment too. I'm trying to. Yeah, go ahead. Finish your point, and then we can go ahead and just move on.
No, I'm saying we're getting to it. I'm just saying, if you're telling me that my job is trash and you can prove it to me, that's fine. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, we're not talking different things. Prove to me that my job was trash, because I can prove that my job is trash. If my kid tell me that, I'll be like, I know, but this is what I have to do. I know that, but I have to do this right now for you to survive, for me to survive, and for me to get to where I want to go at in life, right? For me to make sure that you can have your dream, I have to live this stupid life. I'm sacrificing for you. I'm living this stupid ass life.
What if they say, I don't give a fuck about you, your sacrifice, all that shit is stupid. Fuck you, fuck your sacrifice. The way that you live your life is stupid as hell. And the way that I'm going to get ready to build this wealth is going to be a lot better than what it is that you did. Do you feel like that's disrespectful? Like, fuck your sacrifice. Because that's essentially, to me, what it sounds like. It sounds like he's pretty much saying, fuck your sacrifice. Fuck the way that you live your life. It's stupid. I'm not gonna live. I don't know. Like I said, I just we're kind of conflating the point, and I just kind of want to move on. I mean, but you can go ahead. You can get your words in edgewise. I'm gonna go ahead.
We can move on. We can move on because I don't think we're seeing. Because I think we're on the same point, but you're not seeing that. So we're not going to get nowhere. And that's where communication again comes into play. That's why I'd rather you speak to me candidly, just like you're saying, right? I'd rather you speak to me candidly while you would rather someone speak more tactful to get their point across, where sometimes I think we'll miss the point in translation because the person is not talking straightforward.
Gotcha.
Go ahead. Go again.
No. I see now. I see where it is that you were getting at. I mean, it just also depends on the person that you're speaking to also. I think that's a big piece to play in it also.
It matters, that's what I'm saying. It does, because some people's ego will get in the way and then they'll feel threatened. Like, if you don't have an ego, right? So, like me, when my kid speaks to me, I don't want to have an ego with my kid at all, right? I want to hear what you actually have to say. It's not like I have to prove you wrong, right? Because we don't know everything. And that's just my take on it. We don't know everything. But go ahead, man. We can go ahead and continue.
Oh, yeah, so here's the next. So everybody was saying that Miss Rachel should be suing Drewski because of this video.
What's up, kids? Let's learn our ABCs.
Come sing along with us.
A is for apple.
Apple. B is for bus.
Bus.
C is for cat.
Cat.
Shit. Good job, Phil. Good job.
What you gonna put that default?
Damn, where the weed at?
Kids, man.
Fuck them kids, man. My baby mama keep asking me about this. I'm like, God damn.
Send money, broke ass nigga.
I will kill you for real, hoe. I promise you to God that. I promise you to God.
One, two, three.
Don't play with it. I tell you, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's enough. Let's get back in. Let's ride. Boot up, little ride.
Yeah, come on. 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's it. Check the doo-doo-doo-doo baby. Check the doo-doo-doo-doo baby. Shark. Mommy. Shark the doo-doo-doo-doo mommy.
All right, so he used her name and her likeness. Do you think she would be valid? Like, is she valid to sue, or should she get the fuck out of here?
She gotta get the fuck out of here. We all understand how this stuff works, man. So for like copywriting and all that stuff, you have to play their stuff straight out. Like, he's added to it, so he's good. I mean, I think, I don't know. I'm not really good into Miss Rachel. I don't know what the fuck she does, but
yeah, she just makes stuff. Like, she makes stuff for the kids, and you know, she doesn't. She's one of those people. So her reputation is more or less a clean cut, like, type of reputation. I understand why she would want to sue. I mean, because if he would have changed the name to like Miss Rochelle, I don't think anybody would even have an issue with it. But it's just, you use the woman's name, you use her logo, you use her likeness, and you're like, she's attached to kids. And if you go online and if you Google Miss Rachel, that video is going to now pop up, and it's going like, and now your kids are possibly going to be seeing that content. If she sends them a cease and desist, I completely understand. And I think she's valid in that.
I think he's straight. I mean, it's just like, per se, like, we play videos here all the time. It's essentially the same thing, right? So he's adding to it, basically saying, what I'm getting from it is, like, this is how hype you have to be, right? He went into snorting coke. Like, you have to be doing drugs to be all hype like this all the time on screen. And, you know, just like most people would say, like, yo, man, fuck them kids. You know, he's like, it's about the kids. Like, fuck them kids. Like, they don't really give a fuck. It's just about a money thing. And I think he's making a skit out of it. And that shit's funny as hell. I think it's funny as fuck, being honest with you. You know what I mean?
I think it's funny also. Like I said,
I think he's great.
Hey, I think he's going to be fine too. But when you're talking about the fair use shit, that's not fair use, because he's taking the lady's name and likeness. He's making his own content with her name, with her logo. And a kid is unfortunately going to see that video, and it's gonna kind of pull the blinders and take that innocence away from kids. And I'm a huge fan of, when it comes to the kids, let them be innocent. Let them not know the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. But that's just me.
I know, but the reason why I know that, so, you know, we used to watch, well, I watch, you know, another podcast, and they always mess with the Fresh and Fit cat. And they try to do it to them. They try to sue them consistently. But you can use all of their shit long as you're adding something to it, right? Long as you're saying something while the video is playing, you're adding to it. If you just let the video play, now that's copyright, right? If you don't add anything to it at all. So you can talk shit about them. You can hype them up. You can do whatever you want with that video and you'll be fine. Just saying, I mean. Because I watched them try to sue a couple people, you know what I mean? And it didn't work out for them.
I mean, yeah, see what you're saying. All right, so I think that is good enough for the Got the Fuck Out of Here segment. All right, I just got one. I didn't want to touch on it. Yeah, but I think I'm going to touch on it because we need at least one more. Just what do you feel about Gayle King going to space?
Man.
Not just Gayle King. Let me make sure. So Katy Perry also went. Now Jeff Bezos' wife. And well, those are the three that are the most notable I see on this list. And they went up to space for about 30 minutes. I just wanted to get you, like, just what do you think about them going to space? Do you think it's one giant step for mankind type shit?
Go ahead. You have like the clip to that shit or anything?
Yeah.
Well, you got six bitches.
I got
in a fucking dildo shaped ass fucking spaceship. That's just like a straight dick. You can't tell me that shit. That shit's fucking crazy.
No, it's not chicks in space, it's dick in space.
Oh, shit. I don't know, man. That shit's crazy. But anyways, you know, I'm into shit like that. So just to be honest with you, like, they didn't go to space. I mean, technically, they did not make it to space. They didn't have the proper gear to be in space, just in case, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, right? So they free fall for a little bit. And if you know anything about science, right, anytime you're free falling, right, and inside of a capsule to begin with, you're going to be weightless, right? Because everything is falling. You don't weigh anything while you're falling. So like that capsule, while it's falling, yeah, they're going to be weightless. But they didn't make it to space, all right? Because there's a portion in our atmosphere that you have to transcend to be considered space.
Yep.
And they didn't make it that far. I think they only went to the stratosphere where you didn't even get nowhere, to be honest, right? I don't know.
Oh, well, let me see. I'm gonna cue up the clip of her being like, of her getting back at the haters, because a lot of people are, well, she's lashing out because people are upset about her going to space. Go ahead and play this clip.
This is what bothers me, because I've certainly read some of the things online coming from people that I know, that I like, that I consider friends. And this is what I would say to that. Space is not an either or, it's a both and. And because you do something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from Earth. And what you're doing in space is trying to make things better here on Earth. What Blue Origin wants to do is take the waste here and figure out a way to put it in space to make our planet cleaner. I mean, Jeff Bezos has so many ideas, and the people that are working there are really devoted and dedicated to making our planet a better place. That's number one. Number two, Have you been? If you've been and you still feel that way after you come back, please let's have a conversation. Number three, please don't call it a ride. That is not a friggin' ride. Whenever a man goes up, you have never said to an astronaut, boy, what a ride. You know, we duplicated the same trajectory that Alan Shepard did back in the day, pretty much. No one called that a ride. It was called a flight. It was called a journey, because a ride implies that it's something frivolous or something that's lighthearted. There was nothing frivolous about what we did. and the machine that we were on, and what it took for the people to get that machine up and running, to get us up and get us back down safely. So, you know, I'm very disappointed and very saddened by it. And I also say this, the what it's doing to inspire other women and young girls, please don't ignore that. I've had so many women and young girls reach out to me, and men too, by the way, men too, that say, wow, I never thought I could do that, but I see you doing it at this stage of my life. Who would have thunk it? Not me. And how inspired they are.
All right. So now that I've seen that statement, she got to shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. You are not an astronaut. You're a person that went up. I don't think you even exited the stratosphere. You were up there for 30 minutes. And the reason why you're not getting the same, and it's not about a man or woman thing, because there's been women that went to space also, and you know, they're commended for it because they go to school, they work to be astronauts, they have all the gear, all the training, and all of those other things that you didn't have when you went up into space. You can't sit there and disrespect an astronaut's actual trip or an astronaut's actual like excursion with what it is that you and all those other women did in space for 30 minutes. It doesn't even equate. These people literally train their bodies, their minds to be up there for at least 30 plus days. So yeah, she got to shut the fuck up.
I mean, and again, astronauts are scientists. Like, they're not just up there on the fucking space station, just hanging out just to say they're up there on the space station. They're actually doing research and shit. What the fuck did they do for 30 minutes? They flew up there. You just took a trip. You took a trip to the stratosphere. That's the fuck you did. Because to be actually considered space, because none of that stuff is considered. Space is outside of the entire atmosphere, right? That means you're going through in all of the levels of our atmosphere. Right? And again, like I said, man, like I'm into this stuff, right? Like that's something like I've always wanted to be into, right? But anyways, like they have a Kármán line, right? That's considered space now, and that's in the thermosphere, right? That's where the International Space Station floats. Well, is in, right? The thermosphere, which is considered the hottest, because hottest crap in there, but you can't really feel it because it has no atmosphere. But they didn't even make it there to the Kármán line, right? Or into the thermosphere. And you still would have to go through the exosphere, which is the biggest one, right? And then you're into space. Like, so they didn't go to space. You didn't do shit while you were there. You went up and you came back down. I commend you for doing it? You did a lot of shit that a lot of people never did, right? Entering into the stratosphere or mid-stratosphere. I don't know how fucking far they went, but they didn't go that far, right? But yeah, she got to get the fuck out of here. It's crazy. You took a little flight because you got some money. And that's the only reason why you did it. Because y'all got some money. And you know rich people that got a fucking a rocket. You know what I mean? Other than that, you ain't shit.
Exactly. I don't want to hear none of that shit she talking about. But hey, what you got to say to people, bro?
No, just on this too, man. Like, even if she would have flew all the way to the moon and then came back, still doesn't make you a fucking astronaut. You didn't do shit. You weren't even part. You didn't control shit. I just wanted to end like that, man. But anyways, if you send six up in a dildo and you call that shit fucking space travel, you're fucking delusional. All right, that's just what the fuck I got. I don't know.
All right. First and foremost, as always, I want to thank you. Well, you for showing up. All right. I want to thank my family. I want to thank Pat. I want to thank everybody that's listening, right? If you're listening on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you're listening and you want to hear us elsewhere, right? We're on every single place that podcasts are published. So make sure you go ahead, you check us out. And we are becoming a lot more consistent when it comes to putting out that content also. All right, so make sure you check us out. Lastly, I want to leave us off with, all right, if you show up as my lawyer with Jordan's and I go to jail, you better watch out. This has been another episode of the Weird Night Express podcast. We out. Peace.